I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. Unfortunately, we're going to start this episode on a sad note, as Toledo has lost one of its icons. Actually, the jazz world has lost one of its icons. Clifford Murphy passed away over the weekend. He was known for playing the bass with his ensemble, the Murphys, but possibly better known for his jazz club, Murphy's Place. I got to interview Cliff for a Rough Draft Diaries interview back in 2017, and so we're going to return to that interview this morning as we honor one of the last great jazz musicians of Toledo, Clifford Murphy.
I've always wanted to play bass, and my aunt, she wanted me to be a musician. She used to say to me, "Clifford, play the saxophone. That is the sexiest instrument," and all that. Which I hated, because all I wanted to do was just play the bass, because all of my life, I grew up just thinking and singing the bass parts. Went downtown, and the bus stopped in front of the music store, and there was this bass in the window. It said, "Come and get me, come and get me." I got off the bus, went inside, and bought everything that goes with the bass. Bow, cover, the strings, extra strings, everything. My mother and mom says, "Now how are we going to get this home?" I said, "I'm going to walk it home." And I was so proud, you know, like, because I had paid cash for the instrument and didn't owe anybody a dime. The people in the neighborhood were coming out on their porches and said, "What is that?"
Clifford is a Toledoan, born and raised. It's where he learned to play the bass and where he formed his band. But once the band was formed, they started to tour the Midwest. From Massachusetts, he returned to Toledo and was immediately offered a job at the Cuckoo Club. This was a nightclub that housed famous names like Duke Ellington and Phyllis Diller. It also housed America's best-known mob figures of the 1960s and 70s. Clifford's boss was Irving Slick Shapiro. He owned the nightclub and was instrumental in giving Clifford a chance to tour the United States and outside of it with his band.
Irv Shapiro called us in the office and called up long distance to Las Vegas. Says, "I want these guys in playing Monday night at Caesar's Palace." And off we went and stayed there a month. And while we were there, we backed up Harry Belafonte, Eartha Kitt. There was a ton of people. We were backed up while we were there and got called to go to Puerto Rico, the Bahamas, Florida, to all the big hotels we were frequent, you know.
Clifford traveled and traveled, and somewhere in the middle of there got married. That's when he decided to return to Toledo to start his own jazz cafe, Murphy's Place. I was so surprised to find during our interview that although it seemed it was so loved by the community and its patrons, that Clifford was not actually a big fan of owning his own jazz cafe.
Not really. Well, in a way I did. But after being there 20 years, you know, I said, "Oh, God, never again." I never realized there was so much, you know, work in there and so much jealousy. But the state, the government, everybody, especially if you're making money, you know, they figure out a ton of things to get money from you. Like we had to have a license for dancing. And that's why we didn't have any dancing. Everybody just had their hands out, you know, for a piece of the action.
Murphy's Place closed in 2011 after Clifford's wife died, and by the time I met him, again in 2017, he was living in a rehabilitation center after he had both of his legs amputated below the knee. Clifford, though, was still so positive. Positive he would walk again, positive he would play again, and was always looking to the new musicians who would take over the jazz field.
There will always be a future for it. If you find the right person to operated, you know, there are a lot that listen to jazz. As a matter of fact, at my birthday party, we hired Josh Silver, and when he was coming down to Murphy's Place, he was going out to the art school and was playing trumpet. And now he's a very good pianist, and he sold his trumpet. And Jeff Halsey, the bass player, who's teaches out at BG, young kid, played drums. They were great. They played at my party. And that's something that we always done. We'll help the youngsters come up because we knew that they were going to replace us, you know, sometime or another.
It's kind of sad now, thinking about Clifford being replaced as he has passed on, but it seems he was ready and eager to champion the next set of Toledo's jazz icons. But there was one thing Clifford was never ready for, and that was rap music.
Well, after you get over this trap music, no, I mean rap, the radio DJs or got everybody hung up on the rap music. After you get over that, you know, you're no telling what the younger generation is going to bring. But they're going to change it pretty soon. You'll watch and see.
For now, I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.